We want to thank our outstanding sponsor, Touring and Cruises Travel. It's the same team as Touring Plans Travel, but with a new name. Their travel advisors will take care of your Disney or other travel destination needs. Make sure you tell them Rope Drop Radio sent you. Now, on to the show.
Helping you navigate the Disney parks.
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
You're listening to Rope Drop Radio.
Welcome to another Rope Drop Radio. Derek and Doug talking all things Disney. And earlier today, before we even recorded this show, Doug and I actually got to hang out. I wouldn't say we had a lot of fun, but you know what? I ended up being cavity free. Yes, I got my biannual checkups every 6 months with you. So good time had by Doug and I. The best part is, and I know our Patreons love when I say this, this show can continue because I have no cavities. There's no drill in my mouth. That's 7.5 years.
Yeah, you know, it's not me that creates the cavity. I just find them.
I know. And you haven't found any. So the show goes on. Yay.
It's my job to find them if they're there.
Well,
it's
I'm glad they weren't there. Yes. Well,
it's up to your brushing.
Thank you. This is your PSA. If you don't have a Disney dentist like I do, go see your regular dentist. It might be time.
Yeah.
Go do that and support local, not getting cavities and teeth and toothbrushes and all those things.
And to segue to something totally different, we have our trip coming up in June.
We do.
Yeah. June 4th through the 7th, the You Define Magical, a Rope Drop Radio trip. So we will be hanging out in the parks, the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, doing all the different things. So it'll be loads of fun. Contact Touring and Cruises and let them know you want to go on the Rope Drop Radio trip. And if you book through them, I will make you a set of luggage tags. You'll get a sticker, it's fancy and glittery, and you'll get some other goodies from us. So
you will.
Yes,
Doug shared some of the goodies with me today, so we got some fun things when we hang out, because we will be doing some meetups and hangouts. We got some things that we're going to be passing out as well.
Yes, outside the parks, we will have some things.
We have things. So thank you to everyone who is already going. If you're there, let us know. We would love to meet up. And also, we love our Patreons. We have a couple new Patreons, Amanda Stewart and Deborah Baca. Thank you so much for joining the Rope Drop Radio community and getting those bonus episodes. Last week, we talked about the other shows that we like, and I didn't realize how many Patreons actually. It was fun just reading all of your comments and what other podcasts you listen to. I downloaded some new things this week, so thank you.
That's exciting.
Doug still only has 5.
I'm a simple man.
You are.
I listen more when I have to mow, and right now I don't have to mow. It's getting very close, though. My grass is trying to grow. I do not like it.
Congratulations to Brian Flock, who might have the most podcasts. Speaking of Brian Flock.
Yes, this week's Apple Podcast Review, we read our
that
5
transition
stars.
Yeah. was brought to you by the DCL Duo, so shout out to you guys.
So if you leave a 5-star review, we will read it on air eventually. This one is titled, The Best Disney Parks Podcast, period. Not a period, spelled out, period. Ooh. Yeah, 5 stars. By B Flock, so thank you, Brian. All right, here it is. Derek and Doug are two of the most energetic, Derek and Doug are two of the most entertaining Disney park podcasters out there. I've been listening for years, and their humor and chemistry and positive energy keep me coming back. They have great tips and aren't afraid to tell it like it is. Keep up the great work. Hashtag Trumpet Squid for Life.
For life. We need to make a t-shirt with that.
Yeah.
We'll work on that eventually, someday. Not now. But Brian, love your podcast, the DCL Duo. Great one on both Doug and I's lists, and I know a lot of our Patreons as well. So thank you. And also, we have 599 reviews on Apple Podcasts. We would like 600. I was going to start the show off with, we got 600. I can't do that. So I need you listening to this right now. I need your help. Take a second, click that 5-star. You can do it while you listen to the show, and then just help get this to 600. So next week, Doug and I can do something fun, giveaway. We're going to figure something out, but we want to announce that next week. So help us. We're needing one review. That's you. Leave it right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd say on to the show, Derek.
On to the show. I'm feeling a little average today,
average.
Doug.
Just average.
We're average height. Actually, no, we're not. No. Even close. We're below average height.
Sub average. Well below average height. We're the shortest No, we're the second shortest Disney podcasters out there.
We are. There you go. There is one.
This piece much shorter. Anywho, I digress. We'll let people figure out who that is, though.
So what does it mean to have an average day at the Magic Kingdom, Doug?
Yes. So today we're talking about an average day and what an average day would look like at the Magic Kingdom. So we're each going to put together an average day. They say the average park guest at Walt Disney World visits 9 attractions.
And what's funny is that's kind of the over-under that if you had a good time or a bad time.
Right. Like if you get more than 9 in, you've done your job as a park goer. And to be honest, we've done way more than 9 just on accident.
Yes.
Also, I would say 6, 7, 8 months ago, the average park guest was buying Genie Plus. Now, with the way they've finagled the price, they finally found
the
point.
See how much it was today, mm-hmm. Doug?
Where it's not the average park guest. Well, it's still Easter week, Derek. It's going to be expensive. It's no longer average. So the average park guest is doing 9 attractions. That doesn't include any meals. It's just 9 attractions. So shows, parades, fireworks, rides, all the attractions in that bundle. And then, yeah, that's 9 attractions, no Genie Plus. So we're going to plan an average day. Granted, you, the listener, not average. You're already better than average. Why, Derek?
Because you listen to Rope Drop Radio.
That's right. Like, just listening to a podcast to help prepare makes you above average. And knowing to rope drop makes you average. Because on my list of stuff, I also said about what time I'd be getting to the park as a average park goer, Derek.
Oh, that's smart. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So the average park goer shows up at about 10 a.m. And if you don't believe me, try to head to the front of the park around 10 to 11 a.m., it is really hard. Like we had a Mickey Lightning Lane or Fast Pass. It was Fast Pass. It was a while ago. And it was for like 10:05. It was one of the more challenging things to go use. You felt like a salmon swimming upstream to swamp.
I spent 45 minutes in line at Starbucks.
Like, yeah.
So, with all the other average guests for right. The record.
10:30 might even be average. And the sad thing about 10 is that's not late enough to really even sleep in because You probably waited on multiple buses by that point at your resort. So you spent twice as much time in transit as you would have if you got up and rope dropped. The other sad thing is there's people that make it to the park at 10 and that say they rope dropped. They got up early and rope dropped. No, you missed it by an hour and a half. So there we go. Derek, we're going to go back and forth. We're going to say the first thing that we would likely do as we arrive on our average day.
Okay.
You go for it. What's number one? What's your first attraction you're hitting on your average day, Derek?
On my average day, since I'm getting there at 10 and I'm missing all those early rope drop ones, I'm going to just stroll back to Haunted Mansion. Is the line starting to pick up back there? A little bit, but does that ride kind of go through pretty quickly? Yes, it does. And I like that area of the park, so I'm going to walk back and get on Haunted Mansion.
All right. I like it. Yeah, I think I'm arriving at 10:30 because, I mean, I was a little slow walking, and then we had to stop and take some pictures outside of the park. And so 10:30, I'm strolling back to It's a Small World, Derek.
Oh, right next door. High fives.
Yeah, because I'm an average guest, and that's what I remember doing as a small child when I went with my average family. And so we're going to go hit the nostalgia right away. You kind of did too, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, we're going to start with It's a Small World because we also looked at the wait times for Mine Train and Space Mountain and Thunder Mountain and went, no, and we went to It's a Small World.
Yep.
All right. So there's one down for each of us. What are you doing next?
I'm going to walk over to Dumbo. It's got 2 sets of Dumbos right now. Mm-hmm. I have little kids and we missed Dumbo on this last trip, so I had to put it down as something to do. They have the little play area in between. It actually isn't the worst loading spinny ride there is, and so we're gonna get Dumbo knocked out because we're average and we want to do the icons of the park. Mm-hmm. And we know that average people love going to Dumbo.
Yeah, I mean everybody loves Dumbo.
That's right? True. So except Jim Gaffigan.
Well, that's a Tim problem.
Okay.
He don't worry about Jim Gaffigan just because he doesn't love the magic. He has too many kids. That's his problem.
That is the problem.
That's his problem. So that's a great choice. crisscrossing the park. Now, as you're an average park goer, Derek, are you looking at wait times, even though you don't have Genie Plus?
A little bit.
I think so.
I'm glancing up when I see them, for sure. I'm not always on the app, but...
But you're checking them a little bit.
I looked at Peter Pan and said, nope.
All right. So here's where you went. You walked past all the Fantasyland. You just were like, all the way to the back of Fantasyland. We get off. It's a Small World. What's it right across from as you exit? What do you look right at?
Either Pinocchio's.
Peter Pan. You're looking straight at Peter Pan.
You go right
Pan.
Pinocchio's right next
I'm
door.
Looking straight across.
Okay.
We are. The kids said they want to do Peter Pan, and me walking into the park without a plan says, okay, kids. And we go and we stand there for an hour by 11 o'clock. So
okay. There
we go. We're spending an hour at Peter Pan on our average day. That would be a torture to me, but that's what happens. That's why that line is that long.
I haven't done Peter Pan in a few trips.
I haven't done it. We should do it. Yeah. Lightning
you
lane,
and me.
Though. Definitely a lightning lane.
That could be our live podcast episode.
That'd be fun.
Okay. Yeah. Who else is in? Are you in? Yes. All right. People said yes.
All right. So, next, Derek, what are you doing third?
Well, I'm noticing the park is getting a little full. I'm getting a little squirmish. I'm moving my way down into Tomorrowland. And so I'm taking the attraction where the line is moving very quickly and I can see the ride all over Tomorrowland. And that's the People Mover, because that's a fun one and kind of resets you a little bit, like a 14-minute ride. A lot of people hear about the People Mover. Good average attraction.
Is it?
It is.
I think if a lot of people heard about it, the line would be longer.
It goes quickly. It's a fast-moving line. And when you looked at the app, you're like, oh, this is the shortest line, and I don't want to do Carousel Progress. So you do People Mover.
I can get behind that reasoning. Okay. All right. So that's a good one. On my average day, so we did Peter Pan, and now it's like noon, and we're a little hungry, but the kids, they want to go meet princesses.
Of course.
So instead of eating right at noon before the peak crowd shows up, we've already kind of missed the good time to eat, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to go meet princesses for another 45 minutes to see Rapunzel. I'm sure it was Rapunzel we wanted to see. And or maybe Tiana. I don't know. This is a fictional family I'm going with because my kids never asked to do things in the mornings. They were just told. So this is a whole weird scenario for me, but we're going to go meet princesses at this point for, you know, another 45 minutes.
Derek, I've waited in that line for 45 minutes before. That is rough.
Yeah.
It's a slow moving line in the mini castle.
So far my day is It's a Small World, Peter Pan and princesses.
Well, I'm pulling a Doug. I'm looking across the way after I get off People Mover. And what do I see? Buzz Lightyear. And I think, I like Toy Story. I've heard about this Galactic Hero thing. It might be a 45-minute wait at the moment, but we're going to go and try to get Galactic Hero. And so we are going across the way to get Buzz Lightyear.
You are the most well-informed average guest. Every average guest knows what Galactic Hero is.
No, probably not. But they see Buzz Lightyear and they want to go on it. I'm trying to be facetious. I can never say that word. But I was trying to get another Galactic Hero in there because you and I have done it.
Yeah.
And we're bragging and listeners talk to us all the time about it. Anyway, they're just going to, they see Buzz Lightyear, Toy Story. They've heard it's a cool ride. They get on. Maybe they remember it from their childhood, but yeah, average.
Yeah.
Go on it.
All right. So it's about 1 o'clock now on my timeline. And, the kids are now crabby and whining. So now we're going to go eat lunch with everybody else at Pinocchio's Village House, because that's where the average guest is going to go eat after visiting princesses.
That makes sense, except I'm average on the other side of the park, and I'm going, where do you think, Doug?
Cosmic Rays!
So
except you don't get a table where you can see Sunny Eclipse, you're back on the other side.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it would work for an average guest.
Yeah.
They don't even know Sunny Eclipse is down there.
That actually is a true statement.
That happens.
But yeah, getting that average burger and average chicken strips.
Yeah, we just got some average theme park pizza.
There you go.
choices were made on this average trip. All right, so we're eating lunch. All right, now it's time to kind of dial in the app, see what some wait times are. And the kids are asking to do something exciting because so far they've been on a slow moving boat, a slow moving flying boat, and met princesses. There's no roller coasters yet. So we're going to bite the bullet and we're going to stand in line for Thunder Mountain.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. And it's about 2 o'clock. So it's going to be hot and it's going to be long, 45 to an hour for sure, no matter what time of year.
Okay.
Thunder Mountain it is.
Sounds good. I might be heading there later, but this one, I'm still in Tomorrowland and I'm average. I don't want to leave Tomorrowland too quickly. I see on the app, Monsters something, Laughing Floor. Ooh. I don't know. It's a 20-minute wait. We're going to go watch that, and it seems to be, you know, good. So we're going to do Monsters, Inc., Laugh Floor.
Okay.
And yeah. Somehow we're average, and we get picked to do something.
Oh, well, yeah, it's never the people that know us. So you're that
guy.
For sure. If you're just like, oh, stumble into it. I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm that guy.
Yep.
Living our dreams, Derek. He's living our dreams. He doesn't even know it. All right, so I'm off of Thunder finally, and there's this parade as I'm trying to leave Thunder Mountain area.
That's funny.
And we get stuck.
Yes!
And we have to watch the parade.
I have the same thing written.
We can't get past the parade. We weren't planning on the parade, but we now watch the whole parade trying to get to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I wrote the same thing down. So yeah, we're stuck on the other side of the hub trying to get it. Oh, 3 o'clock parade, and we're trying to get to Pirates as well. That is hilarious, Doug.
So the parade is now one of our 9 attractions.
Yes, I wrote that down.
All right, so the parade, and that's the parade. You did the parade at the same time. Okay.
I did the parade, but I'm on the, you ever get stuck in the hub? And you're like, oh, I can't cross, but
like, you just...
You're trying to go from Tomorrowland to Frontierland. Nope, you're there. You live there now.
As soon as you see like the way you can get out, like your exit strategy, your kids are like enthralled with the parade.
Yep.
And you have a horrible spot to watch it. So they're just looking at the top of the floats. Like they don't even know there's characters dancing around on the ground. They're just looking at the stuff up high. Thank goodness Disney put stuff up high too. People that didn't get a spot for the parade.
For average height people like us.
Oh my gosh, the parade. Yeah. So... All right. Are we
both meeting at Pirates for this next one?
I think so. I'm headed to Pirates.
Yep.
Pirates, you know, that's our goal and we're going to stick to it.
And that was the thing. It's average people know about Pirates. I think
because Pirates of the Caribbean is a movie.
And great movie. You heard about the Johnny Depp thing. Pirates has been around forever. Mm-hmm. It's the one of those attractions I feel like every average Disney person knows. And is like, well, while we're here, we should probably do the pirate thing.
Yeah, we got to go do the pirate thing. It's about pirates.
Yep.
All right. So that's mine and then yours. So I'm my turn again. So we are literally just going to get off of the ride again and look around. What's close? We're no longer like we sat down at lunch and really looked at we planned out the Thunder Pirates, right? Mm-hmm. We're just going to look around. And what do we see? Do we see the Jungle Cruise? Do we see Aladdin's carpets? No, we see
the shooting arcade.
No, that's on the other side.
I know. It's just being out throwing to the end there. Nope.
Yeah, that's
RIP. Do you know how far you walked? Right? Yeah, nope. It's leaving, by the way.
We're literally going to look, and what do we see? The Tiki Birds.
Oh, that's a good one.
And we think, you know what? I think I remember something about Walt Disney designing this. That's average knowledge, right? So we're going to go watch the Tiki Birds, and 3/4 of the way through, we're going to get up and leave because we're like, what was that?
Oh, the average person doesn't leave. They're committed. I've seen it.
No, they're not. They're
okay.
They're like, you got all these accents and weird birds. And unlike Carousel of Progress, when you get up and leave, it does not shut the ride down.
I've seen that. That I have seen.
Like, sit down. And you get, every time they try to leave, it gets you stuck longer. People. But Tiki Birds, we're going to stumble our way into Tiki Birds. That's number 7.
Yep.
For me, so what's your number 8, Derek?
No, because you jumped ahead of me.
No, we were going 1, 2.
All right. Well, yeah, this is where I'm biting the bullet and I'm doing.
I did lunch earlier than you. You had an attraction before lunch that I didn't have. That's how we were balanced.
Yeah. All right. Well, I am doing the Big Thunder now. This is where you hear the sounds, you see the screams. No, wait, switch that. You hear the screams. Anyway, we are biting the bullet and we're going to go wait in line at Big Thunder.
All right.
Hey, we're going to do Splash Mountain because the average guest doesn't know that Splash Mountain is closed. And then we're going to go back to Big Thunder.
Yeah. The parents remember doing Splash Mountain on their trip.
Yep.
Right. It's all about like the park was the same way when they went as kids.
Yep.
So, and it's not, it's definitely changed. So my family, they loved their Thunder Mountain. They thought that was amazing. They want to do another roller coaster. So we're looking at wait times and it's either Mine Train or Space Mountain. And they decide Space Mountain sounds cooler. So we're going to go wait an hour for Space Mountain.
Okay.
Yeah. Riveting hour of our lives.
That is
Space Mountain. Mm-hmm.
So are we on number 9 then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Last one. This is where the average person is going to watch fireworks. I think it's just that thing where everyone's like, you didn't go to Disney World if you didn't see fireworks behind the castle. Got to get that Instagram picture. And so we're just going to stumble into the hub area and try to find a spot for fireworks and not realize it fills up. So we'll be trying to save spots or be elbow to elbow and move a stroller around and then get really mad.
So you're getting there a little early.
A little early.
All right. So we're getting off space and the kids see Tomorrowland Speedway and we're going to go drive cars because they really want to drive cars while waiting in line for said cars. The tiredness, the grumpiness, it all starts coming out. Everyone's grumpy. One kid just wants to swim the whole trip. They're tired. Their feet hurt. So we do Tomorrowland Speedway and then we're out. We made it so close to fireworks. It's like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. Nope. Can't last any longer. The average guest takes off before fireworks and is heading back to the resort.
I actually wrote down Miss Mickey meetup. So the average guest goes to meet Mickey at the front of the park and it's over hour wait and decides not to do it.
Yeah. Like they see that on their way out and they're like, nope. So yeah, it's surprising. So, you know, like you mentioned, you came to the dentist today. I see a lot of people that go to Disney World and I ask them how it is, what they do, you know, much more average people than our listeners, right? Mm-hmm. I do have some patients that listen, but there's a lot that don't, despite me, you know, shoving a card down their face and saying like, you should listen. It's amazing how many of them like, we didn't make it to fireworks. It's a staggering number. Yeah. They don't all say that. A lot of them do. But I wanted to play that side of the coin on the,
that's smart. You probably knew I was going to do the fireworks.
I kind of figured you would. Yep. A little happily ever after was number 9. So there's our days. Would you be happy with that as a day? I mean, I don't know. It's not horrible.
No, still got a lot done.
You missed more than you did. That's for sure.
I mean, there's always those attractions that you miss that make you want to go back. And so one thing I've seen with a lot of friends who started off as average Disney guests are then on the airplane home listening to podcasts. They're watching YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. They're reading park maps. They book their next trip before they even land. And then they're more well-informed. So the next time they go to Disney, Magic Kingdom, they're there on the rope and they destroy the park.
Right. The big difference is you can do 5 or so attractions between 8:30 and 11, you know, and like we did one, right? That's a huge difference. And that just set you up to fail the whole time. Also knowing how much value there is in the Genie Plus. And I mean, imagine
Magic Kingdom for sure.
Genie Plus, imagine like you're adding Jungle Cruise, you're adding carpets, you're adding Little Mermaid, you're adding Barnstormer. I mean, the list of what you do in addition to what we already have, like teacups, Winnie the Pooh, Little Mermaid. Did I already say Little Mermaid? I might have already said Little Mermaid.
You didn't.
Mickey Mouse meet and greet is a really good one. The Princess meet and greet that I did is like huge time saver, which you use it on those bigger things and it frees up you to do the carousel. you know, the non Genie Plus stuff too. And so that's where you can really start to add a ton of things. And also, like, they count attractions as the Dapper Dans and the, you know, things like that.
The boat to Tom Sawyer's Island.
Right.
We did not do that as the average. I actually almost had it in there and then pulled it out.
I think that's past average. I think that's like really sad accidents.
That you just go over there.
You're over
Someone's
there.
Mad at us right now. We don't leave us back.
Yeah, Tom Sawyer Island is RIP.
And I can do that together on our trip.
Can we?
Would you like to tour Tom Sawyer Island with us? Let us know.
I don't really want to.
Okay.
Maybe we will. Maybe that's where we should have our meetup. No, we're going to do our meetup at the Launching Pad.
Oh,
during the
go.
Parade. 3 o'clock during the parade. Nobody
Are
wants
we really?
To
I didn't know that.
That's the plan. That is the plan. Good.
I now know the plan.
Yeah. I keep Derek in the dark most times.
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't tell me things anyway.
It's really I'll just the liability. You know?
There you go. I'll sign that NDA later.
What else would you like to change? I mean, notice neither of us ate dinner in our plan. It's easy to forget to feed yourself
and the
kids.
I had Pecos Bills in between Pirates and Big Thunder.
Okay.
So I did it, but then you skipped dinner. I didn't know if we were skipping dinner. So, yes.
Yeah. My people just forgot it existed.
Oh, got it.
Which is why they were tired and cranky and needed to leave the park. So part of staying in the park all day is getting off your feet, you know, the self-care, if you will. That's what, you know, Hall of Presidents is for. Get off your feet, couple that with dinner, and it's a nice break, and then you're recharged for your evening activities.
There you go. Well,
I don't know.
I like it.
Average.
Our
park.
Listeners are not average. So there you go.
So tell us how many things you've done in a day, because I am confident it's usually more than 9 in the Magic Kingdom. Let us know if you want us to break down the other parks as what an average person accomplishes.
Hollywood Studios, that one could be a mess.
I don't think people do 9, though, there.
No.
There's no way the average guest could do, like, 5.
Yeah.
I think. Absolutely. I'll have to do some research to find some stats on that.
The last time I got Genie Plus at Hollywood Studios, we were only able to get 2 Genie Pluses, so Lightning Lane. So, yeah.
It's tricky there.
It is.
But you got to remember all the shows count and all that stuff.
Indiana Jones still an e-ticket. Anyway, there you go. That is all the time that we have for this. Also, we did not mention Pizza Rizzo's. Oh, there it was. Thank
and
you
it
for
was
keeping
you,
that count
Derek.
Going. I did it on purpose. We mentioned Trumpet Squid, Pizza Rizzo's. Thank you, everyone who plays along on these crazy games with us. But we hope to see you on our trip in June. Let us know if you're going to be there or if you book a trip, do it with Touring and Cruises. Let them know that you are going, even if you don't want to be with us the whole time, you just want to come to one of the meetups. We will be doing some bar crawls. Mm-hmm. We do have a gift for one of the bar crawls. It's going to be awesome. Excited for. So if you want to check that out, let us know, be there, and we'll put some more information up on the page. Also, please leave us a review. We're one away. I'd like to have 600 next week.
Let's shoot for 620 by our trip. Why not?
Oh, why not? There
why
we
not?
Go.
Why
love
not?
It. Random
also,
number. 624. Great.
672. For our after show, we're going to tease another Rope Drop Radio trip, potentially.
Ooh, love it. All right. Well, if you want to get that, go on to Patreon. Be one of those amazing people. Thank you to all of our Patreons for supporting the show. And again, follow us at Rope Drop Radio and all the things, because we'll be asking a couple questions from the show on there. And we love hearing from you. But for Doug, I'm Derek. You've been listening to Rope Drop Radio.